It is a new era of budget management and downsizing in Washington, and with that as a backdrop, President Obama has tapped former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel to be his next Secretary of Defense.
Most importantly, Chuck knows that war is not an abstraction. He understands that sending young Americans to fight and bleed in the dirt and mud, that's something we only do when it's absolutely necessary.
Joining us live now, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. Good morning, John. We've sort of have a change here. When there was talk about Susan Rice being nominated perhaps to go to Secretary of State, a whole hoopla of things came up about things that she'd said on Sunday talk shows. And so the nomination never happened. Well, before the Hagel announcement, there were a lot of things that popped up and reservations both Democrats and Republicans were presented. This time they stayed with the nomination. Why?
I think in part because it's the second term and the president's not afraid to pick a fight or two to prove, hey, I won the election, I should get my team. I also think he wants people he likes and trusts in the second term. If you look at the John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, John Brennan national security team that looks like it will take place, these are guys the president knows well personally. He trusts them deeply, and he likes them. And he's not as worried as much about satisfying political factions. There are some people in his own party grumbling a little bit about Hagel. It looks like he'll get most, if not all, of the Democrats. They're just grumbling a little bit about gay rights and about Israel to a degree. But a lot of this is personal. You heard in that clip you just played, the president stressing Chuck Hagel's personal story. The White House believes his personal story will get him through any policy or political reservations in the Senate.
Supposedly, a number of Republicans are still upset at Hagel for breaking with the Bush administration during the war in Iraq.
And that's part of it. Some of this is legitimate policy. You know, he has said some things. He's going to have to explain his views on Iran. He says he's been distorted. He says, you know, global sanctions are great, but unilateral sanctions won't work. And if he makes that case strongly, he'll be fine. But you're right. He voted for the Iraq war, but then he was against the surge in the end. Like many Americans, he soured on the war. And some of that's personal. You know, the Republican Party today is very, very different than the Republican Party when Chuck Hagel was in the Senate, when he was more of a, you might say, a Colin Powell, Dick Lugar Republican on foreign policy. And he was many Republicans, you guys remember this, many Republicans were skeptical of how bad the Iraq war went and how south the policy went. But Chuck Hagel was one of the few who was, you might say, courageous enough, or you might say, in some ways, controversial enough to say so publicly. Most of them kept it private.
Whoever gets this job ultimately, and there's no reason to think that Hagel won't at this point, is going to preside over a period of time in which at least the military has to consider coming up with final plans on how to get much smaller.
And that's part of the reasons if you're a Democratic president, it doesn't hurt to have a Republican from the middle of the country, and not only that, a Republican who once wore the uniform, to say that here's a guy who understands war. You've heard Chuck Hagel say many times war should be a last resort, and he knows this. He still carries shrapnel in his chest, and he served in Vietnam with his brother, and they had to help each other and save each other in battle. So here's a guy who can tell war stories, real war stories, at a time when, yes, the Pentagon has to shrink. So if you want a guy to make the case, we can make the military smaller and stronger, you'd like a guy who could wear the uniform. And the fact that, even though many Republicans now say he's moved out of their party, he's not in the mainstream anymore, the fact that he has an R after his name helps a Democratic president.
John, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King is CNN's chief national correspondent.